Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage and inspire one another in this new year. Happy New Year. I know the year is fast going down, but the first week of January, we are allowed to keep wishing each other a great year ahead, because that is a prayer. It's an expression of goodwill, and we know that the Lord in whom we delight, the Lord in whom we trust, He is desirous of giving us a great year ahead. And so this is our year of overflow, and we are preparing ourselves to receive the great overflow that God has for us this year. We believe that this will be a year with a difference, because our God will show Himself strong on our behalf, and we are going to experience outflow from Him in ways we have never imagined or even thought possible, because God delights in the prosperity of His children. Amen. Yesterday, we saw that God's name is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. We saw that it's possible for you to set goals and even to plan great things. No, don't just plan small things that you're used to. I still remember when I got my first job, it's like God told me, I'll never forget those words, never plan based on your pocket, plan based on my pocket. And that is faith, because you can only plan for the little that you have. But remember, little is much with God. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish can mean so much in the hands of God. Plan with God in mind. And so we saw that it is possible for us to plan for holidays, plan for great projects that you're going to do this year, not because you have the resources, because you have the Lord is there, Jehovah Shammah. That was our word yesterday. And we saw that the name Jehovah Shammah was not given in the best of circumstances. Ezekiel was in exile. He was a prophet in exile. He is speaking hope to people who are going through a very hopeless situation there. Home country has been destroyed there. Their city has been leveled down. Their place of worship has been burned with fire. And yet Ezekiel is telling them, you can have lofty goals. You can have goals of a lofty temple that will be there, a great city that will be there, and the name of that city will be the Lord is there. And today, I want us to see God as a travel agent. I don't know that you've ever had an opportunity to travel, and this is where you don't travel of your own. You ask a travel agent to plan your trip. Maybe you're going out of the country. You visit this particular city. You don't know everybody there. And that is where the travel agent comes in hand, because maybe because of the people that they know in those places, they're able to plan for you a memorable trip. You go there and you arrive in the airport and you find somebody holding your name. They pick you from there. You find yourself in a hotel and you're given a routine. You're told tomorrow we'll pick you this time around. This time around we'll take you. We'll take you here. We'll do this. This is the time you'll eat your meal. This is the time you'll take your breakfast. They have everything to do with the journey figured out. And allow me to say that is also how God does. There is nothing that is going to happen this year that is going to be a mistake. First of all, I want us to believe that God has your journey laid out. From January 1st to 31st December, everything is in the hands of God. And God has figured everything out. There is nothing that will be a mistake. And the key thing for you is to know, what is it that God wants to do at that particular hour? What is it that God wants you to do? How does God expect you to trust Him at that particular hour? When things happen that you don't understand and you don't know, how are you supposed to behave? And I'm reminded of the words of Moses, recounting the journey to the children of Israel, their journey through the wilderness and how God guided them. Now, allow me to say that some terrible things that appear to be happening in our lives today, they can only get meaning when you look at them in hindsight. You know, when you look at where the Lord took you from and where you are today and what the Lord was doing, you are able to see God's guiding you. This is Moses speaking to the Israelites, and he is telling them in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Remember, Deuteronomy is a book of recounting their journey. And Moses is saying, then I said to you, do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. That is faith. He was speaking from a point of faith. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you as He did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. In the wilderness, there you saw how the Lord your God carried you. As a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. In other words, your journey was planned out. In spite of all this, you did not trust in the Lord your God, who went ahead of you on your journey in a fire by night and in a cloud by day to set out places for you to come and to show you the way you should go. That is the travel agent. God is busy searching out places for you. Where is this daughter of mine going to be in March? Where is this son of mine going to be in August? What will happen when this happens? What happens when you birthday comes? God is busy planning all that. He's a travel agent. And Moses is telling them that in spite of this, you did not trust the Lord your God. God is just asking you to trust him. Trust his intentions. He's not out to frustrate you this year. He's not out to fight you. He's not out to bring you down. He's not out to destroy you. God is asking you, trust me, trust me, trust me. Would you dare trust him? Do you know how you're going to have a near overflow? Do you know how you'll see God's goodness overflowing in your life? If you trust him, he is the travel agent. He knows what he's doing. Are you taking a break from your busy schedule in this country that you have visited? God, 2024, you don't know what to do. Trust your travel agent. He has got good intentions. He knows the plans he has for you. Plans of welfare, not of evil, to give you a near of overflow. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and encouraging us through your word. There's so many things that are going to happen this year that we don't know. But you have reminded us that you are more than a travel agent. You have our journey figured out from January to December. There is nothing that will happen in between that will be a surprise to you. We pray that you may help us to trust you. God, who goes ahead of us, searching out places for us to come and the way we should go, help us to trust you in our experiences in 2024 and to know that we are going to have an overflow because you are there together with us. I bless my brother and I bless my sister in whatever areas they are trusting you for. Open doors for them and show yourself strong on their behalf. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. You shared your moment with me. And I pray that God's abundant grace will overflow in your life and you will see his grace and favor color you throughout the year 2024 because our God is more. And not travel agent. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Happy New Year. Thank you.